And now to England's civilising gift to the world, the noble sport of cricket.
Hi, I'm Tomo, the captain of the Royal Southern Yacht Club Bramble cricket team for 2012. Well, halfway between the mainland and the Isle of Wight, it's called the Bramble's Bank, and it's a very low area of mud which exposes itself at low tide three or four times a year. Now, if we're lucky, we might get 100 or 200 square metres of mudbank to have a game of cricket on.
It's bizarre, isn't it, that we're always looking for it to avoid it. Now we're looking for it to jump off onto it.
And, you know, interestingly, it moves. It's never quite the same year on year. And sometimes it's moved a little bit. And you'll see when you're out there that the post that we all recognise is not in the middle of the bank. It's over to very much to the west-hand end of the bank.
Well, Tomo, we've made it out almost to the bank.
Yeah, it gets quite exciting at this time when just the tide's going out and there's a bit of wind blowing. There's about sort of 13, 14 knots of breeze blowing from the west. So the tide's going out, so we've got a bit of wind against tide. So first of all, we've got to make sure seamanship is good and we look after ourselves and our boats. We've often had up to 300 people on the bank, sometimes on beautifully sunny evenings with a glass of gin and tonic. Tonight, I think it'll be a bit of more of a mad dash and a can of lager.
Yeah, I'm on. I've hit. Go, go.
This has to be the most ridiculous walk to a cricket wicket I think I've ever taken in my life. I am well over knee deep. All around me are boats. There's a windsurfer just gone past. And the Southampton Harbour Master as well.
Well, there's a little bit of pitch showing. It's still a wash. But hopefully we'll get a little bit more drop and then we'll get a game.
Who are you playing for today?
I'm playing for the Royal Southern.
And what are the chances?
Oh, morally, we'll win.
As I said, we always do. This is one of my star players.
Great! It's the bowling is the trick. You try and land the ball at the far end of the pool nearest the batsman, because then he gets a face full of water and sand, and he can't bat it. Oh, underarm. I mean, that's very Australian. Oh, now that's definitely a six. That's gone way up. We'll need a swimmer to get that one.
It's brilliant. It's English at their best.
Are you a member of the Royal Southern?
Yes.
So you're obviously rooting for them to win?
Oh, yes, yes. But unfortunately, the Ireland are going to win this time because it's their turn. But we're meant to have a scoreboard out here, but I think it floated away. Any rules apply, which is no rules. So, no, it's a good game.
Robin Knox Johnson, everybody!
What's your name?
Sam.
Just explain to everybody listening exactly where you are.
We're on the Bramble's Bank watching the cricket match.
Stood right in the middle of the Solent.
Yeah.
What do you think to this?
It's really fun to watch and it was just amazed about how many boats have turned up and there's some boats that are really packed and...
Go on, give them a big cheer.
Hey! Yeah.
Now time for the Island Sailing Club to score 132.
Can I just grab a quick word with you from the Island Sailing Club? What's your name?
Chris.
And how was that? You just come out from batting?
Fantastic.
It's not everybody that gets the face of Robin Knox Johnston. How are his deliveries?
I think he's probably a better sailor, put it that way.
I have to say, it's not every day that the RNLI turn up to a cricket match. Where have you come from?
Cowes.
Have you been called out or have you come out to watch, come out to join in?
We pick up so many people from this mud bank. So, yeah, we've just come out to watch it, then hopefully not do any rescues after it.
First of all, those of you that don't know me, I'm Rob Nichols. I'm the Commodore of the Island Sailing Club. I'm going to hand over to Tomo now, which is the Royal Southern captain.
Now, I can't understand it. We come over here. We're better prepared as a team. We're better dressed. We're generally taller, better looking, younger, better organised. We fielded better, we batted better, we bowled better, and we lost.
And congratulations to the Island Sailing Club for winning the match this year, which of course was fixed because they have to prepare the tea in advance. Robin, I just don't know what to say about this anymore. I mean, it's the most ridiculous cricket match in the entire world and it's fixed before you get there.
Yes, well, it has to be, you see, because the cooks need time to prepare the meal. So you can have the moral victory, as we undoubtedly did, But for reasons, the culinary reasons, we had to allow the Island Sailing Club to win.
I must admit, that lady in the interview did say that you were actually better at sailing than bowling.
Yeah, I wasn't really on form. I'm a fast bowler, and when the water's over your ankles, you can't really rush up and bowl.